Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
In those days, I mean, it was really, covering a beat was, it was immersion. I mean, we were like, with them all the time. So, you know, commercial air travel and hotels, buses. It was like being on the team, except for the fame and the groupies and the money.
NBA History Channel is powered by Prize Picks, the exclusive daily fantasy partner of the CLNS Media Network.
I hadn't figured it out yet, but the lowly media sat right next to the bench. And we were right on the floor where the stat crew is between the benches. And you heard a lot, and we were on it. So it was none of that, and he was fun back there. All this fun comes out, and I have a lot of him. Just stuff in bars, on the bus, in the hotel. He liked to break chops. He noticed everything. You know, he called me Scoop. You know, I wasn't particularly trustworthy, or they weren't ever that comfortable around me. Like, I'd come into the locker room, and Larry'd say, Scoop, do you notice how quiet it gets when you walk in here? You know, like, I can live with that. And but he was like, noticed everything. Like, you know, when you go to school, certain guys are agitators or instigators or gossips. He was like one of those guys. And I remember we were in Portland, and it was a forward from North Carolina State, I think, Kenny Carr. And you know, he coned me with a pass during warm-ups. I was down, the head down, typing. And Aaron's pass got away and blasted me in the head. My glasses broke and flying off. And Kenny Carr came over to Polly, and Bird's at the other end. He noticed everything. He saw that. He couldn't wait to hunt me down in the bar that night back at the hotel. You know, he got like 47 against the Trailblazers, but all he cared about was getting in my face. He said, Scoop, I saw that. You were pissed. He says, your glasses went flying and the whole thing. You know how he could get. So it was that kind of like back and forth stuff. And so I just I made every effort with Larry. I have his cell phone. He's turned off the faucets, and this should be obvious to you guys, but I guess if you pay him and you do a commercial or something, he appears. I'm glad, because I was worried about his health. I know he became a granddad and he's Social Security eligible, and you know, he's got a no-show job at the Pacers now. But most of the time in Florida, we see him at a spring training. He likes the baseball. He comes over to Fort Myers every now and then. And, you know, Indiana, but the kids are grown. I think his daughter works for the Pacers. Just like I said, shut off the faucets. Max couldn't get him to help him with his book. I would take that personally if I played with him for 9 years, whatever, and won 2 championships. I mean,
yeah,
that's just that's really shutting off the faucets. And I know that, like, Bob, Ryan, and Jackie, you know, they both did biographies with Larry. They would stay at his house. They were in the inner circle, and he's not returning their calls either. So I didn't take it personally. He wasn't calling me back, but it helped a lot. He did not warm up to strangers well. I understood that. You know, he's shy, and he didn't like thinking people were trying to buy him or everybody needing something from him, and pushed back on that. Didn't, you know, he wouldn't have been a social media guy if he were playing today. You know, he didn't like having his picture taken. He hated it at the airport when he was kind of found a quiet corner and some jackass would go by and say, hey, there's Larry Bird. And then all of a sudden people were around him and want autographs. And like, he just wanted his privacy. He used to go to the movies in the afternoon, Chestnut Hill. I'd see him over there. And, you know, of course, we're like, how come you go to the movie? Well, number one, it was in the afternoon. There was nobody in the theater, so you could hide out.
Hey there, sports fans. This is Nick Gelso coming to you from our East Boston studios. Now, if you're anything like me, you're missing the gridiron right now as football has winded down. But fear not, because I've got something to keep you and that competitive spirit alive. Let me introduce to you Prize Picks, the ultimate destination for daily fantasy sports. It's not just a game. It's your chance to go head-to-head, battling thousands of players. Just you, your picks, and the thrill of watching your winnings pile up. And folks, the action doesn't stop with football. As tournament season heats up and the race for playoff home court advantage intensifies, basketball takes center stage. And with Prize Picks, you can turn your hoops knowledge into serious cash. That's right, America's number one fantasy sports app is here to make every moment count. With Prize Picks, you can win up to 100 times your money with just four correct picks. Whether it's NBA, NHL, or even college basketball, the opportunities are endless. And hey, did I mention you can play in over 30 states across the country? Now let me share a little secret with you. Prize Picks offers injury insurance, ensuring your entries stay live even if one of your players gets sidelined. Talk about peace of mind. Prize Picks gives it to you. And folks, speaking from personal experience, Prize Picks is a game changer. Download the app today. Use my code, our code, CLNS, for the first deposit match up to $100. That's right. They're going to give you up to $100 back if you use the code CLNS. Remember, on Prize Picks, you pick more, you pick less. It's that easy. Until next time, keep those picks coming and let the winning roll in.
The hat on. And number two was cheaper. Matinees were cheaper, which for Larry, that meant a lot. I actually had a road rage incident with him. I was driving by Fenway Park, because, you know, he lived in Brookline, down at the end of Route 9, and in fact there where Hellenic College was. And I was getting near Fenway, I'm coming in on Park Drive, turning onto Boylston Street, and this giant Cadillac is being a real dick the way this car is driving. It was almost as if the car was trying to provoke me. I was flaring. And, you know, all of a sudden I roar up against this guy and I look over and it's him. He picked me out. He saw me. So he was messing with me in traffic. And oh, he loved that he got under my skin unknowing that it was him. I mean, that's the stuff that used to happen. Well, the Celtics had a guy named Rick Roby who was, he's from Kentucky. He was 6'11" listed, but Larry called him footer because he said, you're a footer, you're a 7-footer. And, Larry had a long history with this guy because Joe B. Hall had recruited him to Kentucky. Larry wanted to play at Kentucky when he was in high school. Where he lives, Kentucky was kind of the blue chip program along with Indiana to the north. And Joe B. Hall thought he couldn't get a shot off in the SEC. So, and they brought in Rick Roby, who was slower, but he was 7 feet. And they won a national championship with Roby. And so they end up with the Celtics together. Roby's, to this day, still a good old boy, drinking buddy, Kentucky. Ended up moving to Florida, of course, and his son played football for the Gators. But Roby ran with Larry. They were like-minded guys. And, of course, Roby was only playing like 8 minutes a night, and Larry had to get out there. And so Larry was the one paying the price for this lifestyle that they had on the road. And Red traded Roby for Dennis Johnson. He got a Hall of Fame guard because Phoenix was... They gave up on this guy way too early. The coach didn't like him, and Red seized that opportunity. He needed a physical guard. He gets a Hall of Fame guard. He's coming into the prime of his career for Rick Roby, who played, another year or two, never did anything. Good guy. But it wasn't just the basketball. Part of it was to get Roby the hell out of town. And Larry was MVP the next 3 years. It was not a coincidence. It was a dual effect trade, bringing in an all-star guard and getting rid of the guy who was keeping Larry out at night. So that was part of it. Max had the routine. There was the McDonald's across the street. I don't know if it's still there on Causeway, but there was. And, so he'd send Francis O'Brien could tell you this, the ball boy, he's still there. He's 70 years old. They'd go get bags of hamburgers, and Max would eat a bag of hamburgers before the game. And, we wrote about that, Larry's like, don't be writing about that. People think, we don't take care of ourselves. He says, that's the worst part of this job, he says, is staying in shape and, conditioning and diet and all that. He says, I'll tell you, he says, when I'm done playing, I'll be the fattest fuck you ever saw. He says, because I have no intention of staying with this regimen. He said, it's too hard. And he said, I'm just as bad as Max or anybody else. And then the 1 year he hurt his back, and this was a little later, and he was away from the thing for a couple weeks, and he gained, he said, he said, I gained like 7-10 pounds while I was shut down for those 2 weeks. He said, I was eating wedding cakes every day. Why would you do that? He goes, who'd fuck up a wedding cake? They're good. You know, it was the thing. So that was his mentality was, you know, a wedding cake is by definition going to be good cake. So he ate only wedding cakes while he was on the shelf and gained all this weight. So yeah, he was funny talking about that. But, you know, a guy like Robert Parrish never gained any weight.
Nobody runs a fast break better than the Boston Celtics. One of the reasons Tiny Archibald, one of his five assists in the game. Is
he's run the floor. He still looks like that. He's 68 years old and just stayed with that body the whole. Jerry Henderson was like that. I mean, I don't mean to say that guys were fat and sloppy and out of shape. You can't play this sport, as you know, to do that. But it was not quite the regimen that you have.
No, it never goes that way.